We're joined now by journalist and author Ethan Waters. His new book is called Crazy Like Us, The Globalization of the American Psyche. Ethan Waters, you argue that other cultures have their own ways of dealing with mental illness, and those can be as good, sometimes better, than Western diagnoses and treatments. So what is your take on the story we just heard?
Well, it's difficult to know because without knowing a great deal about those individual cases, it's hard to say what would have been best for those people. But if you take a global look at this, take, for instance, a look at the World Health Organization studies on outcomes of schizophrenia around the world, I do think it challenges a premise that was in that story that suggested that these people would necessarily be better if they were left in the West. And the results of that World Health Organization study, done over decades, multicultural studies, suggest that indeed schizophrenics in the developing world do better than schizophrenics in the developed countries and in the West. So oftentimes, there is something going on in these cultures that we, I think, underappreciate that has a remarkable ameliorative effect on even illnesses as severe as schizophrenia.
Now, you contend that Americans are forcing their ideas of mental health on the rest of the world, but isn't the Western understanding of the mind a scientific objective approach that transcends culture?
I don't think it is. Every generation of psychiatrists believes that they've finally got past cultural influence. But mental illness and the expression of mental health are always shaped by culture. And you can look across time and you can see in every period, in every era, there is a way to express mental illness. Scientists refer to this as the symptom pool. And each culture has its own symptom pool, and each period in history has its own symptom pool by which the person learns those symptoms. And in one period, it might be symptoms of anorexia. In another period, it might be depression. In another period, it might be anxiety. And in this moment in history, the West, I believe, is globalizing ideas about the mind and also beliefs about what are the valid psychiatric symptoms such that we're homogenizing the way the world goes mad.
Give us an example of that.
Well, I went to Hong Kong and spent a lot of time with a psychiatrist named Sing Lee there, who documented the rise of anorexia in the middle 1990s of Hong Kong. And this was a very nervous time for Hong Kong. This was after Tiananmen Square on the mainland. And
right.
Families were being broken up. And there was a great amount of, as Sing Lee says, a general loading of psychopathology in the population. And into that moment in history, a young woman who was clearly an anorexic died on a downtown Hong Kong street. And suddenly the culture was very interested in this disorder. And flooding into Hong Kong in this very nervous moment in time was the Western knowledge about anorexia and Western experts saying, dictating basically what this disease was. And it was only after that moment in time when there was this sudden understanding of anorexia did you see indeed a rise of the disease.
Are you saying that before the 90s there weren't any presentations of anorexia nervosa in Hong Kong?
They were extremely rare. Sing Lee was studying, you know, sort of one in a million anorexics in Hong Kong, and he was discovering that they weren't like American anorexics in a lot of ways. They didn't, for instance, have fat phobia. They didn't have body dysmorphia. They often came from poorer populations on the outskirts of cities. And he was trying to figure out what this particular rare form of anorexia was at the moment in time when suddenly the earth shifted underneath him. Suddenly there was an influx of this American form of anorexia. And I believe that that had partly to do with how American experts came in and began to explain to Hong Kong who was at risk, what this disease was, and what it meant.
I guess I'm having a hard time getting my head around the idea that other cultures and nations would essentially adopt American mental illnesses or diagnoses of mental illness when, as you argue in your book, they've got their own mental illnesses.
Well, it's true, but, you know, every culture, including ours, the new mental illness that comes down the line, the new, you know, kids are now cutting, you know, or there's a suicide spike, we are fascinated as a culture by the new mental illness. And that's true of cultures around the world. And it's also true that other cultures around the world looked to the West for innovation. They looked to the West for technology, and they looked to the West for modern drug treatments. They expect innovation from the West. And so, you know, when a newspaper reporter in Hong Kong has to explain what anorexia is, it makes perfect sense for them to look to a Western expert. So it's not just us forcing these ideas on the rest of the world. It's the rest of the world literally reaching out and asking for this information from us because they expect it.
Now, Ethan, before I let you go, I should tell our listeners that you'll be taking their questions online. You're the guest in our World Science Forum through next week. And you, listeners, can join the online discussion with Ethan Waters. Go to theworld.org/science. Journalist Ethan Waters, author of the book Crazy Like Us, The Globalization of the American Psyche. He joined us from San Francisco. Thank you very much, Ethan.
It's been a pleasure.